Morning, this past week's daf is daf Samech Ches, in the sixth parak in Meseches Ksulis. We'll start with the Mishnah towards the middle of the Omud, Samech Ches Manal. Yisoyma shehesi osa imo oyacheho midaiton. Yisoyma over here refers to a katana. Her father was nifter, and therefore mother or the brother were the ones who married her off. Midaita, because of Lobe Meya Ibechamish Mzuz. Right, so we're from Rashi then that the Midaita over here is going on the Nedunya. Because of Lobe Meya Chamish Mzuz, that's the Nedunya. That's how much that they were mechayet themselves to for her to bring in from Beis Aviha. Is the halacha yechelhim shetag lahoitz miyod mashal roi lihinosin lo? Zok the Mishnah that even though they set up that amount, but nevertheless that she has the right to be teveh to claim the amount. Let's call it the Issa Nechosim, which she is roy to get. And the fact that she was Nisus Midaita doesn't constitute a machilo. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Midaita Rabus Kmashmon, the Afal Pish in Israel is Ein Mechilosa Mechilo. That's the halacha of the Mishnah, even though it's Midaita. There's no mechila, being that there's no mechila, so this is a schus that the Bas has to get a certain amount of an adunya to bring into the chasana, bring into the marriage, and that schus is not nimchal, and therefore she could be teveya at a future date. Now, in this halacha, even though Rashi is saying that it's a chiddush midaita, but this lechera is for the shtickle over here. She's a ketana, so lechera that's posh that a ketana can't be moichel, right? That we know. So you know, if that's the issue, akoponim. That's the Mishnah says over here. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Now let's see. Mishnah continues. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Heisi Es Habas HaRishayna Inos Nashik Del Shinos HaRishayna. Now we're talking about the amount. What is Taka the amount that she could claim? Is Zok Rabbi Yehuda Im Heisi Es Habas HaRishayna. Means the father was alive at the time and he married off the first daughter, and he gave her an adunya. In zinosin l'shniya, k'derech shinosin l'rishayna. So based on what he gave to the first, that's how much we take for the second one. That's her schos. And the Gemara will tell us whether this is dafka or not, meaning to say that we're being oimedaita. Right? We're making an estimation, an evaluation of how much the father would want to give, and that's how much the Bas has the right to take. So the mission would be mashma that if we have a basis, if he already was megaladaita, then we know. Then based on that, we could establish what the right of the daughter is when the father's not alive. What about if he didn't marry off a daughter? So we'll see anything more about that. So the Poshet reading of the Mishnah is that a person's financial situation changes, And that's supposed to be why we couldn't base it on what he gave the first time. Chum say that we can't estimate what he would have given. Why? Because Pamsh Oni Vihesher, a person changes his financial situation. So we'll see in Gemara, we'll really explain what this means. But in the pashtus of the Mishnah, let's see if we could even understand what that means. I mean, sure, a person's financial situation fluctuates, but can't we verify that also? Right. Meaning that, and as according to this time, well, if we know that his financial situation didn't change, then we should be able to do that. So what would the Mishnah mean over here? That only because we don't know, then whether it's the same, or maybe we know it's not the same. Okay, just being more clear over here right now. The Gemara will really explain what this means. Now, the Chachom Shita is Ela Shomen Tanachosim V'Noyistim Lo. So what does this mean? Shomen Tanachosim V'Noyistim Lo. The Chachom said that we can't be Oymid Daitoi. We can't evaluate what he would have given. Even if he gave ready for a previous daughter. So what do? Shomer Tanachosim, evaluate the Nechosim that were left over for Noisla and you give her. Well, what are you giving her? So let's see. I mean, Rashi says like this. Rashi on the Mishnah, when Rashi explains in the Tanakama Shita, right, when we spoke on the Tanakama, that Mishitaglu, she could be Moitzi Masheroi Lihinosna. What she has the right to take. And that Rashi says, what's that right? What is that? Isun Achosin. And now we know that there's a takana of Isun Achosin to give a tenth. That seems to be the akoponim, the takana is, that's the suggested contribution that the father gives in marrying off a daughter, helping her to help her find the shidduch. We know that's not a set takana. That the father's mechuyav to give that amount. He doesn't have to give that amount if he's masne. Maybe if he's not masne, then in astam that might be chiyav. However, if the father died, so now nothing was set up. Nothing was established. So this is where the din of Yisun Chosin could set in as a chiyav takaf on the assignment. That their nischayev, this nischayev is from the nechosim to give to the daughter that amount. That's what Rashi is saying, that in the reisha of the Mishnah, that being that there's no mechila, so the chiyev is intact. What is that chiyev? It's a nechosim. Now, Rabbi Huda Shita in the Mishnah is maybe that maybe it's not Yisun Achosim. Rabbi Yehuda works with a Umdin Hadas. But the Chachamim who are arguing on Rabbi Yehuda said that we can't evaluate his Das. Rather, try and don't go with his Das. Evaluate the Achosim and give. What are you giving? So, L'chaira, we would have thought that you're giving the Yisun Achosim. If you look in Taisvis, that's also Mevuyer. Mevuyer in Taisvis this Tosis is a little bit on the Gemara, a little bit further, but the fourth Tosis, the Tosis my lab panosis abal, right? That's us. That's Nedunya. And Tosis says k'sas kosh l'rash, but the hash loy have shomnas and achosim the nizaynis and panes is shove. Okay, I don't have to know about that. Just, this is the line. The lion panosso have shomnas and achosim losses loyis and achosim. What's the shomen es anachosim? Shomen anachosim, in order to establish what the iser anachosim is. That's what it would seem to be. However, if you look in the Ritva, Ritva says not like that. Ritva says that the shita is tanakam lechachomim. Shita in the Mishnah is shomen hanachosim v'nois lepirish sheroyin shekinegdon heich misparneses minachosim keelu kayetze beelu. I mean, what he's saying, looks like I might answer that. Tosis is kasha, but Tosis is bothered by, but. I mean, in the Ritva, it's been voided that it's not Isur Nechosim. What this is, it looks like, to me, it seems like that what this means is that we estimate how much a person who has that amount of Nechosim, what he would give. Shuroin Kinegdan Hechmes Panesis Nechosim Kayetze Be'elum. So we're not basing it on the father specifically. And there's a, I guess, you know, there's a standard thing, right? What the average person would give, right? That's what it would seem to be.
How does that fit with the Gemara? Isn't that numdana?
It's not a specific umdana. Right? We're not making umdana on this specific person.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see. Let's see if we, as we look through the Gemara, what the possibilities are over here. But maybe that's a new tzad, right? It sounds like that the Olam learned in the Shis Chachamim that if you're not estimating the specific person, then you're back into the Yisur Nechosim. Yeah, that's how everyone understood. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You have backing. It's in the Ritva. You see why he says like that.
Did he say that on the Mishnah also, or just the Gemara?
He's in the Mishnah. That's where he is. He is in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tosis loses 10% of the
nechasim
of the father.
Right. And we were saying that Rashi would also be mashma like that.
Where's Rashi mashma like that?
In the Tanakhama. Right. In the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says that the Yisoyma, even though it's berotten, she's not moichel, so her schus for the dunya is intact, and when she's tagged, she could be teveya masha roila. What's masha roila?
That's in the ratio of the Mishnah.
Right. So who's shita is he talking about? Masha roila.
The Ritva would learn different than the ratio also.
The Ritva learns that Rebbe, he learns that Rebbe is the one who holds that there's a din of Isa Nechosim. That's all. Rebbe Huda holds that Yishamin and the Chachamim hold this other halacha.
Always?
pasuk.
Yeah, I believe so.
So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, according to that? Like, what's the disagreement?
What I mean, the machlokas is whether you shaman, no? That's what you said, the machlokas.
So the Chachamim are saying we go achar Rov Bnei Adam. What Rov Bnei Adam, who have this nechassim, would give.
Right.
And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, this guy,
right,
he has this amount, and this is what he gets.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
What's the machlokas?
It's not necessarily.
What's the base of the machlokas?
It's not necessarily based on what this guy owns right now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's this guy what he gave last time when the first daughter got married.
Okay, I hear
that saying. Might be. I mean, you want to know what's the svaras hamachlekes or what is the difference
but hold on
in dollar value?
Yeah, but I just want to just respond. Meaning, but the Gemara is saying we're not talking about a situation where he lost money or gained money.
Because
the Gemara asks, if he doesn't have the money to give what he gave last time, then obviously you can't say he's going to give what he gave last time. The Gemara says that.
He's saying Ani Bedas and Asher Bedas?
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So we're talking, we're basically essentially he has the same amount of money as he gave the first time. One guy, I assume that's what there's got to be an ikar machlokas here, not, you know. So okay, sorry.
Right. So getting back to you, you wanted to know where the difference is in money value, or you want to know what's the svara of their machlokas?
What's the svara that one says we go achar rov bnei adam, and the other goes what this guy gave last time?
So. The Ikar Chacham Shita, I think we know what, I mean, they say what the issue is, that you can't establish, right, from, you know, what his das is, right? That's what they seem to be saying, that we really can't establish this person, specifics person's das, right? And that seems to be machlokes about that. That I don't think,
machlokes is whether somebody who's generous can become stingy or somebody who's stingy can become generous. That's the machlokes.
No, I'm not, I'm just saying that wasn't developed now in our discussion, right? I think that you know was always, right? It sounds like you have a problem now that we mentioned in the Ritva. You want to know like what's right. The machlokes? So which side of things was nischavish? Right? Why the Chacham? What they argue Yehuda and why they say right? That's however you understood till now. Right. What we're being mechadish now is that now that we're not working with him personally, now what are you giving? So maybe right, we're saying right, Rashi and Tosfos Kinnira seems to be saying you're giving the Issa Nechosim, and according to what we're saying from the Ritva, it sounds like that there's a standard value, you know, different how do you call it brackets, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Not the person himself. Okay, but you look. You'll see whether you agree with that. That's the Ritva Zicher is arguing with this. Exactly what he means. What these words are: Shiroyin shekinegden heich bisparnases minachosim kiyetz v'beelu. What that means.
In the Rashi, though, Rashi's talking about the first part of the Mishnah, but. The people that are medayik from this Rashi, they understand that the Rashi is talking about Isur in the Seif also in the Chachamim.
I mean, if Chalitz one din, no.
I learned that the Mishnah is talking about two different cases.
It's true. There's two different cases, but should this halacha make a difference? Right. I mean, the Reish is just saying that her din is intact. Now, what is her din? So that's machlekes ratio in this mission. I go upon it's machlekes.
So Rabbi Yehuda would argue the ratio also.
Yeah, it's one piece in the chosim, right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda's thin is, right? There's a machlekes. There's a general machlekes in what the din. The ratio is not discussing this, right? The ratio just says that she doesn't lose her din. Now, what is her din? So she needs to look in the safe and then you know what her din is. Right, that's what the Mishnah is saying, but what I see is that if Rashi says that she doesn't lose then she gets her Yisrael Chosim, so I mean he's referring to one of the two Shittas in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that there's an Omdina, right? And so it would seem like that he's referring to the Chacham Shita. Right, that's That's how I understood the Mishnah. Now, if you could explain maybe why the Reisha is not related to the Sefer, and maybe make a difference, then it wouldn't follow. But I'm assuming that the point of the Reisha just is that her din is intact, and what is her din?
The footnote in English says that the Shita Mekubetza says Rashi holds Isur Nechasim just like Tosus. And they say that even though it's not as clear in Rashi as Tosus says in the Farish, but in the explaining the Chacham.
Okay, so we have a Haskama.
But I didn't see it in Rashi, because I didn't see Rashi say anything about the Sefer. You're saying that from the Rashi, you see what he holds in the Sefer.
I think so, right? That's what I did. I'm giving you a pair of glasses. If the prescription works, you could use it. Okay.
Okay, I understand. I didn't understand that.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Zochte Gimor, Omar Shmuel, Leparnoso Shomim Be'av. Shmuel, now Moira over here. Right? It sounds like he's getting involved in this Shail and Tanoim. Leparnoso, that refers to the Nedunya, Shomim Be'av. We evaluate what the Av would have given. Zok Rashi, Parnoso Shomim Be'av.
Why would Rashi choose the Chachamim if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why doesn't Rashi say that Kol Masha Roy Litin La, whatever, like the Machlokis Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim Besayf the Masnisa?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's naming on. He's choosing the Chachamim. We don't even pass him like the Chachamim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, so it's a point.
What?
That's a point. Point. Mm-hmm.
Maybe because even Shmuel would argue if you can't do an umdana, then you would go to so Nechasim as the fallback. Even Shmuel would agree, right?
You can't do an umdana. We don't know what this guy is. We have no choice.
Right. We don't know the guy, right? That's what Rashi says later. Just move to town.
And we have no way of determining, so we can't do umdana. So then you go to Isur Nechasim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see that first Rashi. Panos Shom Biav Habas Yisoimo Shebos Linose Noisno Nedunya Kifi Oimid Shon Bikiim Baviho Vachon Oikamson. Look at the Rash actually. Rashi on the Mishnah. I'm looking for that Rashi. Rashi says on the Mishnah. Im heisi av b'chabes habas rishayno yinosin bein shuhu iser bein shuhu pochos bein shuhu yaiser. Right, that's important Rashi there. Maybe it doesn't seem so important, but we'll see in a minute why it's important. That the Chacham Shita, who they say that you don't go. I'm Rabbi Huda Shita. Rabbi Huda Shita is that you make an umdana, you're oimid daita of the av. Right, part of the Mishnah is talking about if he was hasi harishayna, then it's non. There's no. Then whatever it was, whatever he gave. More, less, fine. Now, Suzok Shmuel says the Panos Shom Biav. That's this Rashi over here. Ki Amjonim Bikim Biav Vachon Oikamtsun. Right? Which sounds like Rabbi Huda Shita, right? As the Gemara says. Now let's Taka mention a point over here. Which is Rishalim Rishayim. Taisis on Daf Nunam Beis in that sugya over there. Maybe because the sugya maybe has a mashmois to the shaila And the Rishonim over here bring a Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Umdin Hadas, which is non-dependent on the Isser, is only less, but not more.
Not like Rashi.
Yeah. Pirush Rashi is out ben Hosef ben Livchos. Our Ben Chananel Pirush, I mean the Loshon of the Ritual over here in the Sugya. Le Panos Hashem be'av Livchos me'isin achosim avoloi lohosef. So the Umdana really is for the benefit of the assignment. Right? That's what comes out. Right? If you want to see
the story later with Rabbi, he did an Umdana and he gave 1/12.
So what do you see from there?
The only example we have is where the Umdana was done and she got less in favor of the Yisomim and less for the Nidinya.
So is that a raya?
It's not a raya. It's not a raya, but it's we don't have any examples in front of us that where it says Rebbe did an umdin of this guy and gave 1/6 of the nefasim to the girl.
He's saying almost exactly the words of the run, so it's not so bad. What he's saying.
Okay.
The run also says we only have one example.
So I'll tell you the truth that maybe you're making it a little bit easier. The Rabbeinu Chanan does bring that raya, right? And the Rishonim above exactly what do you see from over there? Ma'ase shel kai hoye. You know that it's not like that. You know, being kaveh halacha from over here. But okay, once you mention it.
Where's the Tosfos?
Nunam and Beis. The second Tosfos. Just to see over here. This Tosfos. Second place is Norman Bayes. Right, sometimes the Rishonim bring an important shita not in the Ikar HaSugya. Right, so we have to do, you know, just a little of our shuffling. Right, right. You know, theoretically, this Tosfos really belongs on by us over here. You see the Tosfos over there. The Ma'i Iluyim Me'iluyim Da'av.
What's the Gemara talking about?
And I don't know. We don't want to go into that right now. Right, but let's just see. The Kamon Perak Metzias Heisha Pirsha Ben Chananel the Hodam Hashmul Shomen Be'av Loyli Yapis Kerech Abbas Litna Yoyisem Esen Echosim. When Shom Be'av, it's not to give the Bas a greater Kerech Atfia above Esen Echosim. Im Ha'av Hayavatshon. Yoyisem Esen Echosim. Im Ha'av Hayavatshon. Elo Legroya Kerecha. If we know that he's not so generous. Okay, maybe that's what Dloy Matzino. That's now that I'm looking over here in the Taisis. Dloy Matzino Shuma Liluya Ela Greiso, right? Brings this that right away is that Gemara. Hakoponim, and then Tosfos over here, you know, works to bring rais, you know, for against.
How does it come out?
I think about a Tosfos. I'm not sure if there's a hachro in Tosfos. Tosfos for Emphor is the Rais. In Tosfos himself, I'm not sure if there's a clear hachro. Akoponim, okay, so that's an important point. Important the chesmen of our sugya over here. So let's see.
Does anyone learn the other way around? That it's only. No one learns the other way around that it's only to help the boss and not to...
Well, you're right, yeah. With
Zok the Gemara, Omer Shum, Panos Hashem B'Av. Meisvei. Now, let's just be Ma'ur over here. At this point of the Gemara, maybe we'll see how to learn the Shach B'Tayah. The panos is shomim ba'av. So, is this shitas Rabbi Yehuda or not over here? I mean, if this is shitas Rabbi Yehuda, shani tzvayas Rabbi Yehuda. So, what are we asking kashus on him from a brisa? Right? I mean, we know that there's machlokes is tanoim about this. And so how is it possible to?
Sounds more like the Chachamim.
That's ultimately what the Gemara says, right?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So is that part of Shabbatai? Okay, well let's see. We'll see over here, right? So we have to know what the Gemara means to ask, right? Maybe we'll see better in the next Kasha. But let's I'm just mean more that at this point, and then we'll see if we can work out how to learn the Gemara. So Shmuel Paskins.
I have one question.
Yeah.
If you figure out the father was a very big, generous person, he was very, very, very generous. But if he's so generous to the daughter, he's really harming the sons. Like, normally he's generous, he gives tzedakah. If a poor man comes, he gives him $1,000 when everyone else gives a dollar. He's very generous. But it's normally not like. It's not like blatantly harming somebody else. But over here, the generosity to the daughter, the more generous to the daughter, the more he's taking away from the son.
Okay, so I guess that's all part of the estimation.
Okay.
Yeah? It's
not plain.
I mean, I think the language is just like using the assumption that whatever is his estate is him, right? So it's referring to him as being generous, meaning willing to give his estate away. That's why they refer to him. What?
He's willing to give his estate away. Let's say he's generous.
Right, but that's why they're using the lashon of generous to him, meaning taking away from the son and giving to the daughter, because his estate is him. You know, I mean, that's probably the language.
A lot, and he's giving more to the daughter. It may not affect the sons too much.
That's not Keshman.
Why not?
Because
they don't feel it because he has so much.
The question is how much. I mean, there's money; it has to be divided correctly. The question is how much goes here, how much goes there.
Right. If he has so much, then and he gives the daughter a little more.
That's like saying the guy's a millionaire, so it doesn't matter if I steal from him. If you use your line of reasoning, the guy is $10 million. So what's the difference if I steal $100 from him? He won't feel the difference.
Here we're not talking about stealing. We're talking about
what might be stealing. If you give to the daughter more than the what the sons are deserving, you're stealing from the sons and giving to the daughter.
Yeah. Okay. So Nachnami, you know that this is all calls to Achnis. Calls to Achnis. Right. That's taken into account. Fakti Gemara, Meisbe Habonis Nizoynis Mispanisos Menichse Avihim. Ketzad. This is Bonis Yisoymis. Right. For the Avos Meis. Is nizonis and mispanis is milchse avihin. Okay, so the Bryce explains. Ein oimim ilu avia kayim kach hayon noisin lo. Elo shomen as hanachosim v'noisin lo. Right, this really sounds like the Chacham Shita over here. My lap, panosas habal. That this Bryce says two things. Nizonis, that's as far as the mizonis. And mispanis is is lechayyeh the nedunyas of the Gemara, and this brisa says that you're not shomen the das of the father. You're not oimid the das of the father. Elo shomen lechem nechosim v'noyisin lo. Which, like I said, according to Rashi, that means in isin nechosim. My laf panosa sabal. So what did we just bring over here? We basically brought a brayis to like the Chacham, right? Right? And we're asking a kasha on Shmuel, right? So that was the whole from before. We'll see, right? I mean, you know, if the kasha is that, you know, how could he say that the brayis is not that? I mean, he has a tana l'chayr who's backing him, or maybe the Gemara Taka at this point didn't think that Shmuel shtims Rabbi Yehuda either, right?
didn't, if they thought that he was not going like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, then they could have just asked from the Mishnah, no?
So eventually the Gemara does do that. That's the next thing, right? Why the Gemara has to run to a Braisa before asking from the Mishnah? That might be a question regardless. Okay. So the Zotim Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Loi the Panosas Atzma Zok the Gemara.
The way you explained that. It says two lashonos in the braisa. The zonos means food, and therefore we assume parasa means nedunya.
Right.
So then, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's teretz. I don't understand his teretz.
Okay, so let's see his teretz, and then we'll see whether we could understand it. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak loy be parnasas atzmo. Right, both are referring to panasat atzma. In fact, mohani zoynis mispanases kotoni. The braisa says two things. My lav achas panasas balpa achas panasas atzma. Zolta gemora that granted that panasa maybe could have meant panasas atzma, but not when you're in context with mizoynis. Right. So what else is there? Right? Mizoynis takes care of atzma and panasa would refer to the nunya. So, loy idiv idiv panosas atzma likasha ha b'achilas shasiya v'ha b'levusha v'chisuya. Zog the Gemara that it all refers to, and the Brice has been mefarit her needs. A mezainis refers to food, and panosa refers to clothes. I believe that that's what the mefarshim say when we're in benching for panosa. Right over there. Right, that.
It's only clothes.
Akoponim when it in the division of things. Right, that's what he could refer to.
Kalkul as food.
You ask for parnasa, you need more than clothes.
No, but look in the period of in the last bracha, like 11 things over there that we say. Right, some fella. Think of it. Hakoponim says off the Gemara, right? The word panosa, you know, there are many words that have a translation, a general definition, right? So they can include a lot, and sometimes a word has a specific mashmois, and when there the pasuk or whatever it is being mefarit, right? It refers to its specific. Mashmois.
Is this benin nukvin?
What?
The fact that the daughter is getting food and clothing from the father's estate.
What do you mean by benin nukvin?
It's part of the suba obligation to the wife that her daughter's, he's going to support from his estate when he dies.
Yeah. This is the din of mezainis. Right. And it's what's included
so in
that?
So, in is two things: it's clothing and it's food.
I think so.
Is there anything else included in there, or only clothing and food, and that's it?
I don't know.
Pesach trips.
I don't know. Okay, so let's see. So what we just did right now is that we will matcha this braisa when the braisa talks about akoponim ein oim meilu avi kayim. Right, the braisa akoponim is specifically stating that you don't make an umdin adas on the father. We thought the braisa was talking about parnosa. So tomorrow, no, that refers to mizaynis.
Now, what are we going to say here? If you understand, like Rashi, what are the girls saying? They're saying if he would be alive. I mean, what are we saying? If he would be alive, he would give. He could, according to Rashi, he could have given more, could have given less. Sounds on this price, he would have given more, but we don't give more. We give according to the Nechasim.
Who said more? Maybe less.
So is that what they're saying? Is that what they're coming to the meaning?
Who's talking about?
That's what I'm saying. So is it the sons who are saying, if our father was alive, he would have only given them this much, and you want to give them this much? That's what they're tining?
Yeah, right.
He was starving our okay.
That's
she can live on bread and water. Why does she need a fancy meal?
Okay. Right here. I mean, if you're understanding like Rabbeinu Hanan, that's the time, right? That's how you have to understand.
Well, is Rabbeinu Hanan talking both about Nadunya and supporting the daughter? Or
maybe not. Okay. That's a good point. Maybe not.
Well. See, it's a little theoretical because, I mean, the Brayis is saying that you're not shomen, right? So I'll leave them as no one shomen by Mezainis. Right, so we just want to know on the side that you are shaman, right? Which is possibly by Parnosa, how it would present itself, right? Did I understand what you were asking? I could be. I didn't understand what you're asking. If my answer sounds perplexing, like,
I have to figure out what I'm asking.
In the Hava Amina, this price is talking about, Parnassos Abal and Mazonos.
Right.
And there's a Hava Amina somewhere in the clouds to think that maybe you might have said, we're going to be shaman what the father would have given. And we say, no, you're not shaman what the father would have given, you go according to the Nechassim. And it seems like, in this Hava Amina, it's been, Parnassos Abal, Ben Mazonos. So you had the Hava Amina in both and the Maskana in both.
Yeah, well, see, but the shah is like this, is that in Mizainis, is there like a Isun Chosim kind of, at all to work with?
Is there what?
Is there like an Isur, some kind of amount that you could talk about higher or less, or in Mizainis, that's what it would have been,
Right. Well, we base it on 14 meals a week, 15 meals a week, 16 meals a week,
But that's for an ani.
For an ani?
Right, so for an ani, he gets this, what that previous Mishnah, Mashra, right, a Mashra. What if he's not an ani?
The daughters get the same thing, I think.
Right, if he's an ani, the daughters get that amount if he's an ani. Well, if he's not, right, why would they get that amount if he's not an ani?
He doesn't have anything, so
we
can't keep him in
bed. You want to say that way? Okay. You're saying that the wife taka would get more, and that's only for an ani. But for daughters, that's the standard amount, even if he's rich. That's all you want to say.
If I follow properly the conversation. Look in the end of that Tosfos.
Which Tosfos?
My love. Tosfos says, "Lingin and Nizainis."
No. Back here in Samach.
Oh, okay. Samach Esmeralda. This is my love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he talks about what the din of Nizainis is. He references your Maramokam of Mamzer Ishtar.
I did read this, so I probably got it from there.
Okay.
I just didn't remember.
So that loch of Lafi Kfoid does apply to Bas, basically. That's I was.
But we don't know how much that is, but it's whatever the Chachamim think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does it go Lafi Kfoid, or does it go how generous he is?
What?
There could be a rich man who doesn't feed his wife, or maybe he doesn't feed himself.
So this is the question. So the thing seems to be saying, we don't go according to what the father would have given. Now who's making that taina? Is it the son's making the taina, or the girl's making the taina? And we don't follow it. Or both. Doesn't matter. We go according to kavoda.
Or how much is the chasam's worth?
Right.
Now, Tosfos speaks out something maybe that is Taka Kadai to know. I mean, the Gemara's coming out that there's a difference between the two, Right, mizaynus, whatever's included, mizaynus and ksus, in the price is ain shaman, but for nedunya it is shaman. Right, what is the difference? Why taka is are these two things all? So Tosis speaks out like this. The next Tosis, loy panosas atzma, zok Tosis shein shaman oisay ba'av hoyil. The difference is whether the ikar chiyuv is something that is mechuyuv, even if he doesn't want, if he's been alive, could he do otherwise? So b'negeit mizaynus is hoy lakorcha mischayev b'tnai
bezin. When he's alive, he's not chayev mizaynus. He's only chayev mizaynus until 6 years old.
You're right. That was right.
He's dead. Mm-hmm. It's a chiyuv on the sons to give
right.
From his estate mizonos, mm-hmm. And it's not negotiable.
Right, you're right. Our panosas habas ain't total b'dayte. I mean, come on. I'm out of all your fans of b'nois minuchos and shemiloi. Right, if he type wants not to give, then he could. That chazal would not mechayim. But for mizaynus, he couldn't do that. So something that the av is in control. So even if he didn't necessarily voice his opinion, but there's a that's why we would be shaman. We would estimate what he would want. But something that he's not in control of at all. So then it's not up to him. So even if he would be shaman by nedunya, but there wouldn't be a shaman by the din of mizaynus.
So. The father really doesn't have to give an adunya at all.
Right.
We encourage him to give a minimum of 50 zuz or whatever the thing is, and we very much encourage it, but there's no chiyuv. So if we're shaman, the father was extremely stingy and he would not have given an adunya, then the son don't have to give an adunya at all? According to Rabbi Yehuda.
I think so.
But not according to the Chacham, when you have to give an iser. Regardless,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be a big nachmina between the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think so. Right? Anyone think otherwise? Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have is that if they force him to give 50 zuz if he doesn't say anything. They don't force more than that.
They don't force 50 zuz. The 50 zuz. It is not enforceable.
If they make stam, if he makes a tanai, I'm not going to give you anything, then for a taka, that's all.
You're talking about the case he didn't die, right?
Yeah, he's alive.
But the question is, we're trying to, let's say, evaluate what his thought process was at the time of the wedding. We assume?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's alive. And when they made Kedushin, they didn't say anything.
Right.
He has to give 50 zuz.
But why would he have to give 50 if he had the right to...
Because the Mishnah says it.
Right. But why the Mishnah say it? If he had the right to say he didn't want to give anything, and now he's saying, yeah, I never wanted to give anything, why are we forcing him? Right? I mean, I would think the underlying svara is that there was an assumption if he didn't say anything that he intended, and now that he's saying that he didn't want to, we don't accept that. At that time, if he didn't want to, at that time he would have said something. If he didn't say something, he probably wanted to, and is changing his mind now. Right? That's what I would think.
That's a good shayla, right? In such a case, if you know this person is a stingy person, does it make a difference, right? If you're saying that it's not up to him. That's what you want to say? That there's a minimum chiyuv?
Yeah, I would have thought. I mean, you could say that it has to do with the fact that that was the understanding of the chasan and the kala, that the father, he didn't say anything. They understood he's going to give money for her wedding gown, and he has to give it.
For the wedding gown, or different clothes after the chasan?
Whatever it includes, right? But shouldn't it be totally on what he was offering to give? Is he part of the equation or not necessarily?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't seem to say it that way, but I hear what you want to say. But you want to say that that Mishnah is only in a case where we would be omid das that he really wanted to give, and he's changing his mind now. But if we thought that he didn't want to give at the time, that Mishnah doesn't apply.
Possibly. That's that possibility is being raised. Yeah. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's see. Talk more about it. It's not our Mishnah. V'chachamim oimrim. Again, we're asking a kasha on Shmuel, who says, V'panos is shomem b'yav. Now, v'chacham oimrim, po'om shod ma'oni v'hesher, oy oshe v'heni. El shomar anachosim v'noisnin lo. Zot the Gemara. May oni u'may oshe. The Gemara wants to establish the Chachoma Tainim Po'omim Sh'olam Oni V'Hesher, and that's the basis of the Chachomim Shita, why you're not using it on Umdino, is Zoch the Gemara, Mai Oni Mahesher, Mai Oni Mahesher, I name Oni Oni B'Nuchosim, Osher B'Nuchosim, B'Chlau. And if that's what it means, so what they're saying now is that Rebbe is saying that if he gave an amount when he married off the first daughter, so we give that's similar amount now. That's similar amount now. And another Chachamah is saying, according to this translation, that you know, his financial situation changed. If he's an Ani now, you can't expect that to give that same amount.
He doesn't even have that amount of money right now.
So Mechal Tanakama Sova Afilo Ani the Osher Veheni Kimekori Avinle Holesle. That would be Holesle. Unless he, it's possible he can't even afford it. Holesle. Elulav oni b'das osher b'osher b'das. So the Gemara proves that oni v'hesher that the Chachomah are talking about is not because his financial situation changed. Even if it didn't change, you can't base one on the other because a person's his generosity and his kamtzonis, his stinginess, is subject to change. Being that the Umdina is telling us what he would want now, so we're saying that you can't base it on something previous.
I assume if somebody's building their amuna throughout their lives, they're going to become a more generous person, right? So that part is a little schwach, right?
Ukotani, shomnes hanachosim v'noisnin lo. Zoch the Gemara, ukotani shomnes hanachosim v'noisnin lo. Amo loy azlin and basar umdino. Utiyufte de Shmuel. So now, what's the Gemara doing over here? Right? There's a machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim. Right? The Chachamim hold that you're not shomnes. Zoch the Gemara, it's not like Shmuel, tiyufte de Shmuel. Right? And on that more answers, Huda Omer Rabbi Yehuda, this not like this is all our mission over here, right? What's the Gemara doing over here, right? Huda Omer Rabbi Yehuda, right? This not Rabbi Yehuda Omer Em Heisi Bas Vishoyin Nasan Shniya Kedav Shnasan Vishoyin. So now let's just go back and dwell on a ha'ora in the way the more asks the kasha. Right? This is a shaila that we try to pack and train ourselves. This is the whole, I think Michael already was murdered this question over here. The Gemara is coming to ask a kasha on Shmuel from the Mishnah. It's the Chacham Shita in the Mishnah, is that you're not shomim. Right? Now, the Gemara...
Is it because the assumption is that the Chacham are the Rabbim and he should go like the Rabbim?
That's a possibility. So the Gemara says that the Chacham say you're not shomim. Now, the Gemara explains what ani veheshev means, or heshev ani means, in asking this question. Now, it would seem to be that plays a role, oy bazoi, in the question. Right? That, you know, if you, it would sound, usually more does that, that means that the question that we have is based on developing what Osher Veheni means. According to our final explanation, now we have the basis to ask the question. If you would have understood it like we initially would have understood it, then you wouldn't have had the question. Right? So in this scenario over here, I mean, is the question dependent on that or not? I mean, Sefkol Sefkai Chacham say that you're not Shomer. They have some kind of taina of Ani Veheshu, whatever that might have meant. Even if it means like more thought, but that's akoponim, what led them to their fine halacha that it's not Shomer. And the kasha is, and Shmuel's passed in Shom Biav, right? And the Chacham don't hold like that. So why is the Gemara's kasha dependent on this, right? It's a valid question.
Is there a possibility that if the man was rich and became poor, we can still do a evaluation of how generous he was, and when he was rich he gave 1/6 of his nechassim, and therefore now that he's poor he'll get 1/6 of what he has now?
Okay, so you see, you're raising a point. That I was going to be murdered myself, exactly, right? Because when we're talking, Taka, about Shomim Ba'av, what are we talking about? We're talking about a dollar amount, or we're talking about a percentage?
How generous he is. To understand his mindset. But it has to be a percentage, because, when he has $1 million, it's a higher amount than when he only has $100,000 or $50,000. It's going to be a smaller amount of money. It's not possible to be the same dollar amount. I don't think.
So then, what was the Gevara's question? How lately?
Possible to
a percentage that you always have.
Right.
That's what it is.
I mean, even if you have zero, so you have 10% of zero.
We're dealing with two things here.
What is 10% of the same?
Yeah, okay.
We're dealing with two things here, right? How much a person has, if he's poor or rich, and how generous he is at the same time. He could be very rich and very stingy, right?
Right.
So we're dealing with those two things. Right?
Okay.
All right, so... So, what is the Gemara trying to say? He could be very rich and still very stingy, right? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're trying to figure out here. Those two have to.
Yeah, but what's bothering you?
What's bothering me is that how can we evaluate? We have to evaluate both things. We don't know how much he has. What's bothering me is. Let's say we evaluate that he's very rich. So do we automatically say that he would give a lot? Maybe he's very stingy and he won't.
No, that's precisely what we're doing. To monetarily we could find out. That's not the issue, right? We know what the Gemara is saying. The Shomer and the Chosam. At the end of the day, the question just is that we'll figure out what he would have given. That's the issue, and as you're saying, right? Person's what a person's mindset is, what he wants to do. That is the question. Whether we could work with that,
right? Okay.
But it's possible if a person has a lot of money, he'll be more generous, and it's possible that somebody who has less money will be less generous.
Well,
so
that's
it's
enough.
Possible that somebody who's willing to give 20% of their nechassim when they're rich, because they have a lot of money, so it doesn't hurt them so much. When they lose their money and they don't have so much money, maybe they only want to give 2% because they're going to be more tight on their money because they lost their money. So,
right.
It's not necessarily somebody who's generous when they're rich doesn't necessarily mean they'll be generous when they're poor.
Okay, so is that answering or asking? What do you want to do with that piece of information?
I said before that if he was generous and he gave 1/6 when he was wealthy, then now he'll give 1/6 when he's poor, but it's not necessarily the case.
Okay, good. So you're answering the point, the question, because the question that the Olam was asking was that you see from the Gemara that, you know, maybe he was an usher, now he's poor. But if it's a percentage, so, you know, that doesn't really, should make a difference. So it would seem like from the Gemara, right? It would seem like from the Gemara that we're talking about a dollar amount, right? That's, right? And on that, I guess you could still ask, well, you know, but why is it limited to a dollar amount? You know, let's work with a percentage.
So isn't that Maskana the Gemara? That's how I understood that our initial understanding of Rabbi Yehuda was that it was a fixed amount. You know, that first wedding he gave X dollars, second wedding he's giving X dollars, and now with the Maskana of the, you know, we see the way Shmuel is learning Rabbi Yehuda, that he meant that we see that he was a 6% giver, right? In other words, he's Shmuel is saying Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but instead of saying Halach Rabbi Yehuda, he's also explaining that Rabbi Yehuda means that it's not a fixed amount, because that wouldn't make sense.
Okay, but then we have to know what's the Chachomim's taina then. No, that's not really a question. Chachomim's taina is a person changed. Even if it's a percentage, but
and sometimes people become more generous and sometimes they become less.
Let me just hear for a second what you're saying.
And in Michael's world, they're always getting better. That's a good sign about what's happening in your life.
But where did that happen in the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara explained the Chachamim Shita on Rabbi Yehuda, understanding that it's a dollar amount, right?
Say that again.
The first thing Gemara thought was
the Gemara is saying that
only if Asher was Asher the Mammon and not his only
Mammon. Right. That means. Let's just speak this to like this. Is that but in the Gemara itself, the Gemara would seem to be saying like this, that the Chachamim have some kind of taina on a Yehuda, which a Yehuda, you know, is not bothered by that taina, right? That's right, what Mishnah says.
Right.
Now, if Osher Veheni, I just want to speak this to right? If Osher Veheni means that he tackle lost his money, right? And that's the Chachamim saying that you can't base it on that, right? Because, you know, he doesn't have. So the Gemara says, well, you can't argue with the Chachamim on that, right? He doesn't have the money. So how could it be who to say that you could, you know, you'll base on that and we'll take that? That's the Gemara. So therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is not talking in such a case, right? That, of course, we're only discussing. So what is this? What is the Eisvit over here, right? The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda himself was not speaking in such a case. So what was Rabbi Yehuda saying? So you could have learned that Rabbi Yehuda, like the Hanukkah of the Gemara is that it's a dollar of value, and what we're just saying is that Rabbi Yehuda was only talking about when he has the money. When he has the money, that's when he was saying what he said. But to explain the Rabbanan's taina, right? That the Rabbanan are saying that po'omim, that a person is his financial changes. I'm just thinking as I'm speaking it through. I'm So let's tackle go back for a second. Let's learn this piece of Gemara right over here. I think Gemara is trying to establish right what the Mishnah means. Chachamim are tining to Yehuda pa'omim she'odom his financial situation changes. Okay, let's start again. Right. So the simple explanation is that, like we're saying, his financial changes. And that's supposed to be a taina to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't. base it on what he did last time, because his financial situation changes. On that, the Gemara asks that can't be what the Chachamim are saying, because if that's true, then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. Now, what doesn't make sense about Rabbi Yehuda? Halas lays off the Gemara, right? If Rabbi Yehuda is saying that whatever he gave last time, that's what we work with this time. So that and the Chachamim are saying that how could you base his financial, his financial situation changes. How could you do that? So the Gemara was understanding initially that the Chachamim are talking to Rabbi Yehuda, and their taina is that things should change according to Fetting Moro, and what's Yehuda hold? Holesle. Now let's even hear that. I mean, what makes us think that if you understand the Rabbanan's taina kipshutai, it should follow that Yehuda is the mechayev him to give what he doesn't have. Right? Obviously, he doesn't have. Rabbi Yehuda never meant that. Right? In the Chachamim Shita, the Chachamim say that a person's financial situation changes. Does that have to mean that he doesn't have now? Or what you mean to say is that since he has less money now, so he doesn't plan on giving that much. Right? That's what Gemara means. It's not. Where does this whole Leslie come from? What made us think that according to the initial understanding, it should follow that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to give even when it's less late?
So the way I understood it is because he said a universal statement without saying that if the situation didn't change, then you give the same amount and sorry.
Take time.
Think about it a little bit.
I don't like it. The alternative, in other words, the world is in a black and white and white situation, right?
Right.
In other words,
right.
The Gemara shows, gives an extreme example where it's, where it's not possible, right? And but there's, all the areas in between where
right.
It would change. The fact that that Rabbi Yehuda said it's stam, the understanding is that he meant that this applies in all situations, and not that you look in each situation and try and evaluate. He doesn't have, or he has, but that would take away all his.
I hear what you mean. Just make one horror, and you'll maybe adjust it a little bit. See, according to what you're saying, it really shouldn't be based on the Chachamim's taina, then, right? Why is this dependent on understanding what the Chachamim are saying? If it comes from Yehuda's statement, so we should maybe ask on Yehuda's statement, Halesle. Right? The Gemara will be mashma that Yehuda's statement itself, we wouldn't have asked the Halesle. No, we see in what the Chachamim tainted to him, pa'omim sha'odom, so according to the initial understanding, the Gemara develops from that. Well, it should follow that, according to that, that Yehuda meant that you have to give even if he doesn't have. Wouldn't that be Mashmoyes HaGemara? Sound like that? That it really came from the Chachamim's tainum. Now, maybe you could still work it out. Maybe because of the taina, that's why we take on Minastam. That's what he meant. Maybe it sounds like, right?
Let's
maybe you could work it out. Well,
let's say there's a guy who had $1 million and he gave his first daughter a nice little thing, $200,000, and then the second daughter gets married, he lost all his money by $0. So the Chachamim must say, "You're Eastern Chachamim. He has nothing. Halesle." So we can say,
what would Rabbi Yehuda say?
You can't give $100,000, $200,000 because he doesn't have it.
Right.
You can't give Yisrael a chassid because he doesn't have it. He has nothing. He has $0. He's Ani Avyom.
Okay, but that's Isur Nechosim. It's not a steer to Isur, right?
I mean, if you don't have it, obviously you can't give it. That's not...
Okay. But what are you heading at? I'm just not following what...
The question the Chachama asking of Rabbi Yehuda, obviously if he doesn't have it, he can't give it.
Right. So where would you like to send that question? Where are you asking this?
What is the Chachamah's time against Rabbi Yehuda?
Is it the Chacham's Taina or what you're asking on the Gemara, right? Why is the Gemara thinking that's what the Chacham would be saying? Let's say that. I think that's pretty much what we're coming to ask over here, right? That is the question. What gave us the idea in the original translation of the Chachamim? That's the Gemara saying. If it means mamish, so then it should follow that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, right. That's pretty much what we're asking over here, right? If you hold the whole essay, it's the whole essay. Obviously, he didn't mean that, and we could still maintain what the Chachamim are saying. Yeah, good. Yeah, okay, right. That's very good. Right, that's the Shiloh over here. That is the Shiloh here. Poshen in the Cheshvan HaGemara, what's the basis of the Gemara Taka to change the translation? Why did we get stuck at, with the original understanding? And the only way to understand it is if it's an Ani
V'Das. Which is not Poshen Pshat in the Mishnah.
So let's maybe this is what Shlomo was saying. Let's Cheshvan ourselves, right? That even without the extreme of a holesle, but the chachamim are saying that, well, you Rabbi Yehuda, you seem to be saying that whatever he gave last time, he give this time, right? So he was wealthy that time, and that's what he's mechuyev to give now. That the chachamim are saying that. That he's an Ani now, right? Now the Ani now doesn't necessarily have to mean that he has nothing. He doesn't have that number in his bank account, right? But it means that according to his standard right now, that amount is maybe everything that he has, right? So
it doesn't make sense.
That's what Mora is saying, right? Right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So that means that so the pshat in the Gemara, what we're thinking right now is that the Gemara doesn't the hechach in the Gemara, the Gemara is asking the question. It's not because somehow we figure out that according to Yehuda, you give him money that you don't have. The Gemara just speaking it out taka in extreme way. But I would think that the side of the taina is that the holesle means that he doesn't have the same financial situation. So therefore, you can't. Expect that a person is going to give, in this situation, that's what he wants to give. When he was in the previous situations, his financial situation changed. That's the taina. And on that, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda can't argue with that. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a good taina. Right? If in truth his financial situation changed. So,
unless you say Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a percentage and not a dollar amount.
Yeah, so that's right. Right. So that's why we it would seem like from the Gemara that it's a dollar amount, right? And now when it comes to Shlomo, right? So now that Gemara's kasha, we're understanding is a dollar amount, and that's why the Gemara is saying that. So how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda, right? Now the Gemara, what the Gemara does say is that the Gemara says that therefore Ani Yenosher is Bidas. That according to that, what we're saying now is that according to Rabbi Yehuda also, if his financial situation changed, then Rabbi Yehuda never said that he should be given the same dollar amount. Right?
It's not possible.
Right. And it could be medayik that from the word kederech, I think.
Oh yeah, what?
Because he says, im heisias abash shana yitin l'shnia kederech shenas l'shnia. Just like he gave the first one a percentage of what he had. He was a millionaire, so he gave a nice, he gave a tenth. But now he lost all his nechamis. He still gives a tenth, but he gives much less. From the word kederech.
Kederech as opposed to, that doesn't sound like it's a dollar value.
Right, not a dollar value. Kederech.
Mm-hmm. Created like kamo or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Or it could have said, yinasa l'shnia.
Mashin osna mishayin.
Mashin osna mishayin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like the dirk.
Okay.
In the Maskara of the Gemara, it's going to come out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi and Shmuel and all the Mani Amorim, they're all going to hold that it's all based on an umdana. So we do an umdana, we figure out what the person, how generous the person is. So if he gave the first daughter in the dunya while he was still alive, then we know how generous he is, so we can base the dunya based on his generosity that he gave the first daughter. If we don't know how much he gave the first daughter, so we have to do our own evaluation to figure out how generous he is. But you see, it's all based on umdana. In the end, we say Rabbi Yehuda's shita is umdana, which means that it has to be a percentage, not a dollar amount. It's just that
we're doing an umdana on what his financial status is.
No, umdana is we evaluate his generosity level.
But based on what he has.
Umdana means his level of generosity. If he gives 1/5, he's a very generous guy, everyone else gives 1/10 or 1/12, and he's giving 1/5. He's a super generous guy, or he gives 1/20, and he's a stingy guy.
So what's the word for evaluating his financial status?
Shamin asana chasim. And you figure out his nechasim. You figure out how much nechasim he has. So you do the umdana, and if we know how much he gave the first quarter, then we know how generous he is. Then we match that level of percentage, and we don't need to do an umdana by making all the mecheshbonos based on how much tzedakah he gives or I don't know what. We can just base it on and we see what percentage he gave the first quarter. But if we didn't have the first daughter as an example to base it on, we have to do our own umdana to figure out how generous he was.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out. So what are you coming to explain with this?
It has to be a percentage. It can't be a dollar amount. Rabbi Yehuda never meant a dollar amount. It can never be, he gave the first daughter $200,000, he has to give the second daughter $200,000.
Exactly.
So, okay, that's what I understand the Maskava of the Gemara is.
I would say so.
Let me just hear that. does it become that it's not in Shittas Yehuda? That's what we just want to hear over here. In Shittas Yehuda, the Gemara says that definitely that we're agreeing to the Gemara's kasha holesle. So what was that holesle? So according to the way we're explaining right now, the holesle is really agreeing to the financial shift that if his finances change, then definitely Rabbi Yehuda is not going to tell you that you have to give that amount.
Percentage amount. That's percentage.
Well, I'm before percentage.
Dollar amount.
That we agree. Now the question is, so LMI. What's the LMI in Shittas of Yehuda now? That we change the Chachamim, what they're tining, and their tina now became that even if his financial situation is the same, that a person's das changes, and on that Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds not like that, we don't have to be concerned about a change of das. We could assume that his das is the same. That much Rabbi Yehuda is saying. But what taka is Rabbi Yehuda Shita if his financial situation changed? So according to the way we're saying, he agrees that if his financial situation changes, he never said that you have to give that that dollar amount. You know, he's talking about a dollar amount. And he's talking about if his financial situation didn't change. Right? Now, okay, man, it gets a little sticky over here, right? Because, you know, it's hard to say
then
that, you know, that his dollar amount changed the same.
Well,
it's probably the bracket, right? So anyways, it's a percentage. But,
then you have to be shaman in the Nechassim even according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to what you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying, but this is what we want to know. This is what we want to know. We want to know what's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, when his financial situation changed. Because the Gemara is saying that, of course we agree that whatever we thought, right, whatever this question, Halesle, Rabbi Yehuda can't argue on that. So the Kontoi we're saying right now, the Halesle doesn't necessarily mean if he posh doesn't have the money, but Halesle refers to when his financial situation changed. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda never said that you have to give the same thing that you gave before. But what are you giving, according to Yehuda? Right? When his financial situation changed, what are you giving? Right? So we have two options over here. Right? One option will be, like Shlomo is saying, and maybe Rabbi Yo is saying this also, that the changeover in the Gemara over is not only that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking of giving the dollar amount, we'll call it, when his financial situation changed, but he really was talking about a percentage. That's what the Gemara means. Right? He was talking about a percentage.
Meaning that's a teretz, or we always thought that?
Well, that's part of the teretz. That's what changes in the. So we thought that the Chachamim's taina is that how could you expect him to give the same dollar amount when his financial situation changed? And I think Mar says, yeah, it's good taina, right? You know, he can't Halesle. That's we're saying that's included in the Halesle. So the elamai to that is that Rabbi Yehuda never said it. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Now it's possible that what was he saying? So he was saying a percentage. That's what he was saying. Right? So that's why the Halesle is not a question, because it's a percentage. So the percentage is now, if that's so what's the Rabbanan's taina? That's what the Gemara is saying, that Rabbanan's taina is that even the same percentage, right, is on the bidas, right? Person.
He might have changed his level of generosity.
Right.
He might have been more generous then, he might be less generous now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what comes out from what you just said is that even according to Yehuda, you have to do an evaluation of his nechassim.
So that's true.
No, because when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like Chacham say, Ella Shonas and Nechassim, we're going to tell you to do something that you didn't tell us, Rabbi Yehuda. You didn't require a shaman nechassim. We the chachamim tell you have to be shaman the nechassim, and then knows the law, 10% according to Rashi, or however you want to learn, or Tosis, whatever. But we're telling you a shaman nechassim. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda does not require a shaman nechassim.
I'll tell you why. Because in the case of the Mishnah, that's tackle what we're talking about, right?
The guy has the same amount of nechassim. How do you know he has the same amount of nechassim? Is he didn't do a shaman as a nechassim? The other way you know he has the same amount of nechassim is if you evaluated it.
The reason when you read the Mishnah, you don't see that you have to do shaman, but that's why we go to the Gemara after the Mishnah.
So then everyone requires a shaman as a nechassim.
Right, the question.
The word the chacham shouldn't even say shaman as a nechassim.
No. Because in other words, shaman. Fundamentally, what's the machlokus, the Tanakhama or the Chachamim in Rabbi
Yehuda? At the end
of the day? Let's say Eliyahu Navi came and told us exactly what his das was, right? So would they all agree that we do what his das is?
No. Rabbi Yehuda says that his das was the same then as now, and we give exactly what his das was.
No, he doesn't say that.
We don't assume that his das changes, but
that's different than saying that it didn't change it. We don't assume that it changed. It's different. we give the same, but why do we give the same? It's because his das doesn't change, people's das change. It's because we can't assume
Michael becomes more generous as he gets older.
It's because we can't assume that it changed. In other words, the Rebbe Yehuda says that we do use our best abilities to try and get to the depths of his mind, of his thinking. And the Chachamim say that that's an impossible thing to do. People's mind changes. We can't evaluate it. The Chachamim would give a more fixed amount. But
right.
We're Eliyahu Hanavi to come,
right.
and we knew what his das is, I would imagine that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be arguing. Right. So the point.
He's dead. So he doesn't have a das.
No, but we want to know what
his
das was
when he married off his first daughter. We know what his das was when he married off his first daughter.
Okay.
They're arguing about what he would have given today, and now he's dead.
So then, what did they talk about? That were he alive, what his das would have been? That's right, so the Chachamim say that that's something that we can't do, and that's why he uses the lesson of Shaman, is the Iker Cheshvan, is take out the books and evaluate his property, and the amount is based on the evaluation.
Because
that's something that's
right.
Not tenable to do.
And
Rabbi Yehuda says that no, we evaluate what his das is, right? Then
and
of course,
we have to
do that. But that's not the cheshbon of how much the ikar is we come to understand his mind. And then based on that, we take a percentage of his field. So,
but
that's not the lashon you would use to describe how much you're paying. Right? In other words, the lashon of the Mishnah is,
okay.
The Chachamim is a fixed amount
It's only based on Shamas and Achasim. Well, Rabbi Yehuda has other calculations based on his generosity.
Right, and that's the Iker part of the calculation, right? The other is that then you just get an accountant. That's...
But it's a little bit strange, the word in the Chachamim. Oh, we're going to tell you something different than what you said. We're going to tell you Shamas and Achasim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that true? Everyone holds you have to be Shomer Sana Chasim, Rabbi Weinstein?
I think so. Right. The stress over here is the noisome one. Right? Once you evaluate the Chosim, then noisome. There's no further.
No further cheshbonos.
Right.
Nothing else to take into consideration.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's just get back to where we are. Let's get back to Kikik. So we discussed the Shach of Tariya of the Gemara, right? What's the basis? Why the Gemara wasn't happy with Shrein saying the Mishnah of Ani Veheshu Kipshutai? And that just brings us back again to the question that why is the Gemara's Kasha dependent on this? You look in the Ritzvah, Yitzhak asked this question.
What's the question?
The question was that why is the Gemara's question dependent on how you translate Ani Veheshu in the Mishnah? The Gemara is coming to ask a kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel doesn't stem with the Chachamim Shita. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right? You know, whatever exactly the Chachamim's Tainan Rabbi Yehuda is, L'chorus is not relevant to the Gemara's kasha, right? That was the right. Why did the Gemara feel necessary to explain what the Chacham's taina is, in the Shakvataya of asking a kasha on Shmuel? Right, that was the question. I'm Ritva. He asked the question. He asked it even stronger. I don't think he gives a teretz. Okay, very good. Okay, but for us that's an important diik, right? Initially...
Michael was waiting for the terrace.
I was foaming.
Right. Okay, but...
Maybe the fact that the Ritva didn't have a terrace means that we should realize that it's a kasha and we can be okay with remaining it as a kasha. Because okay. If he didn't have tests, we're not going to come with
it. Okay, I don't know if you should give up, but that's the akapana. He validates the ho'oro. Yeah. So let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking that had that Shmuel is not with a Chacham Mishita. And the Gemara's answer is, you have to Shmuel. So the Gemara, who the Omar can be who the Disnan, who the Emer in Heisi beat Bas Rishoyna, you know, in Lishnia, Kidera Shnosn Rishoyna. Now, like we mentioned before, how would we learn such a Shach Vataria in the Gemara over here? I mean, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Shmuel is not like the Chachamim. Zot the Gemara, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, obviously, right? So what changed in the Gemara? So what did we think in the question here?
we assumed he's going to go like the Rabbi.
So okay, so one possibility is like that. That right, the Gemara's question is right that he should paskin like the Chachamim. That's a possibility. And that if the Gemara not like that,
it can't be a build up of, because we would have assumed that if he was just going like Rabbi Yehuda, he would say, "Oh, Rabbi Yehuda."
Okay, right. That's the second option, right? That is the second option, and. The second option is to say, well, maybe even more than that, right? Either one step, like Akshlom was saying, right? That many times we could figure out the sakadaitich from the follow-up question. Right? The Gemara asks, "V'nei Maloch Rabbi Yehuda." If he's talking about Rabbi Yehuda, he should say Haloch Rabbi Yehuda. Now, in this situation, what we need to know is that, like, what's the LMI? What's the So he's not passing Rabbi Yehuda. He's not passing anyone. Right? So, you know, so that.
So again, I understood that he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, that's the Gemara's teretz, no?
Oh, so right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Even name Mahaloch or Rabbi Yehuda. Name Mahaloch Rabbi Yehuda. So I mean, the Gemara definitely seems to be saying that this ha'or that well. Elamai, you want to tell me that he passed like a Yehuda, right, which is the basis of the teretz, right? Whatever the shakatah exactly was, for Rabbi Yehuda, well, it doesn't seem like that, because then he should just say halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, so what's the Elamai to that? So he's not passing like a Yehuda. So then the question maybe is even stronger, right? He doesn't come out like anyone, right?
We assumed he was saying a statement by himself. We didn't assume that he was explaining Rabbi Yehuda. So if he's saying a statement by himself, it's very strange that Amor would say a statement, do an umdina, but we have a Tanoim that talk about it, and neither of them say this exact thing that he said.
Right. What we just want to know is that according to this understanding, so if he's not passing like Rabbi Yehuda, so, that means he's not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? I mean, he's not passing Rabbi Yehuda, means that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. His sheet is different, right? So according to this understanding, then the Gemara really should have asked stronger, right? That Rabbi Shmuel is like asked to come on, right? His machalik is in the mission. Do tanoim. He has a third idea, right? Right? That would have been the stronger question. Let's see the Gemara. Zot Gemara. Right, lo oylam he's passing Rabbi Yehuda. Yomer halach Rabbi Yehuda havamina dafka hisia the goli daite. Avlo hisia loy kamash melon. Tam Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know basar umdino. Loy hisia. V'hadik tani hisia v'diach koich and rabbonon. Dafka avlo hisia v'goli daite. Dafka avlo hisia v'goli daite loy zlin basar umdino. Okay, just read the one a little quicker, hoping that the Olam saw this over here. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara's answer? So the Gemara that like Shlomo is saying, really, Shmuel is really explaining or bringing out the Shitas of Yehuda. He's talking about something like Yehuda. And the reason why he's saying what he's saying, doesn't seem to say, look, Rabbi Yehuda, is because when you learn the Mishnah, like we mentioned, as we learned the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda talks about that if we have a definite idea of what he wants to give, because he gave already once before. That's what he was saying. All right, so you know, so if you have that, so you could you'll work with that for the second order. But if he never gave at all, so there was no gili das. So for us to figure out, you know, what he would do in such a situation, you know, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is also masking, right, to that. Yehuda seems to be saying just like that. So that was Shmuel saying. Shmuel's telling us that no, that Rabbi Yehuda, there really is no difference over here. I don't need a gili das. If you hold of umdina, then I feel without a gili das, we could use our methods of figuring out what he would give, and that will be sufficient. That's really Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda speaks out in the Mishnah, a case of Sibidah, really is for the chiddush of the Chachamim shita, that even though we have lifaneinu a gili das, nevertheless the Chachamim say that you can't base it on that, like the Chachamim say, because the person's das is nishtanas, even though it was established at a certain point of time what his das is, but it has no bearing on something in the future. Now, le'idach gisa, just to leave you with a ktsas ha'or over here, that once Shmuel Taka tells us that really the basis of Yehuda Shita is such a thing, right? So, that means that we're making an evaluation, that means that, you know, Basher Hosham, that's what you're doing, right? Right? So it's not... So the whole taina of the chacham, that person das changes, that's only a taina if I'm taka basing it on something else. But Rabbi Yehuda is not really basing it on something else. In general, Shita Sab Yehuda.
Well, the father's dead, so we don't know what he would do today.
Fine, but like Shum said, I mean, if he was alive, right? That's what you're doing, right? So, but Rabbi Yehuda
based on old information, though. Based on how he acted 5 years ago.
Not necessarily. Right? I'm saying because even if he didn't marry off a daughter, we'll also establish
based on his actions. He gave tzedakah 5 years ago. He was very generous when people asked him for he was Vacho Bimomono. We know his history. We're not
okay.
Gonna...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear that. Whatever you're, even when he didn't marry off a daughter, but there's information that you're gathering from you know, whatever practices he did. And that's subject to change.
That's not from today.
That's subject to change. Even if he was alive. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it comes out taka a bigger chiddush in that time of Rabbanan. Because, you know, our information is that, you know, his whole life, this is how he conducted himself. Like, so, you know, what makes us think that we can't use that? And if you have a specific ma'ira, right, you know, and then, you know, time passed, you know, and now you're trying to figure out whether he'd do the same thing, you know, your specific situation, you think things change, right? You don't necessarily see that constant hanhoga. But if he didn't marry your fodura and you're basing it on his general hanhoga, so if you feel that, you know, this was his life hanhoga, right, so why should you think otherwise? Now it comes out, this that the Chachomim are saying, that even so, right, that's what you want to say, even so, you know, who knows, maybe if he would have, you know, if he would have been alive now, maybe, you know, maybe he would have changed his mind by now. Okay. Akoponim, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara tells us that this really is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is not limited on a Gili Das. Even without a Gili Das, we could figure out, and that's what we're giving Alpi the Omer Hadas, that what he would have done today. And the Chachamim are arguing and saying that you can't, and therefore, Chamsham Tanachosim, and you're giving a set amount, whether the Isur or it's, the standard where people give. All right. Okay. I think we're running a little late over here. Okay. We're focusing on that. We're not. Very good, very good. We got into the into the depths over here. We're working things out. Okay, we have to leave you here. You have to follow through yourself. Okay?